Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Ari. You reached the fraud department. May I have your first and last name?
Marsha Burford.
Thank you. And how may I help you today?
I just logged on to my bank account and discovered a pending $59 and something charge from Stable and Health Trends. Never heard of them. And this guy's telling me that it was from somebody at my house ordering an iPad or something, and that is not so.
Yes, ma'am. So I do see that a charge for $59.89 is processing for today. The account was initially created when someone did a contest entry for a KitchenAid mixer. Does any of that sound familiar?
Yes, I did. But I didn't give anybody permission to charge me $60 for something else.
Yes, ma'am. In order to be enrolled in the contest entry for the KitchenAid mixer, the customer also has to be subscribed to the Bites Hub meal planning app.
Well, I'm not. See, this is one of the scams that you people put on, is you get people in from one thing, and then you start charging them for stuff they never wanted and never asked for.
Yes, ma'am. So I do apologize if you're not aware of the meal planning app subscription. The last agent did go ahead and cancel your account so you don't receive any more charges.
Well, this $59.89 better go away.
I can get you a one-time courtesy refund for the $59.89 charge. It'll take 3 to 5 business days.
Figures. Okay.
Is there anything else I can help you with?
Tell me how to keep this from happening again.
Maybe just don't sign up for any more contest entries.
Yeah, but that shouldn't get, I won't. But that shouldn't get you roped into something 4 months down the road. 3 months down the road. I mean, I think that stuff is unconscionable. So anyway, I may just give my computer up and just stay off of Facebook and everybody else so nobody can screw me.
Yes, ma'am. But if that is all, thank you for contacting customer service and have a great day.